First up, yet another national group advises people against visiting Florida. This is all getting so very strange. And it is the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 24th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, Target removes some items due to threats. At least one major player believes the U.S. will avert a financial shutdown. We'll share who that is. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of salmonella. We'll share where. We've got a Kohl's story for you that was not supposed to happen. The Wall Street Report is up, and Tesla's favorability went where? For the interview, you can become legendary. No, really. And Tommy Breedlove will share how. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us today. Hey, want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You know, one of the things we've prided ourselves on is that we stay away from the political hot buttons. Well, it seemed to be everywhere. However, when politics invades business, we'll let you know. The latest and lingering outrage centers on LGBTQ issues, and now another national group is advising against visiting Florida. And that does impact business. Over the weekend, the NAACP issued a travel advisory for Florida. In the statement, the group said it was, quote, in direct response to Governor and now presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis's aggressive attempts to erase Black history and to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Florida schools, end quote. Earlier, LULAC, that's the League of United Latin American Citizens, also issued its travel advisory after DeSantis signed a new immigration law that will go into effect in July. CNN is reporting that now members of the LGBTQ community are being warned of the risks of visiting Florida after the nation's largest LGBTQ advocacy group issued a travel advisory followed by newly passed laws and policies that they say will be harmful to people in those communities. Now the Human Rights Campaign, in partnership with Equality Florida, a state LGBTQ advisory group, issued an updated travel notice outlining potential impacts of six bills that were recently passed, many of which have been already signed into law by the state's Republican governor. In a statement, the group said, quote, while not a blanket recommendation against travel nor a call for boycotts, the travel advisory outlines the devastating impacts of laws that are hostile to the LGBTQ community, end quote. Meanwhile, Target has pulled merchandise from store shelves that support the LGBTQ community due to what the company is saying are threats of violence against Target employees. CNN is reporting that the company is removing some products that celebrate Pride Month after Target and its employees became the focus of a volatile anti-LGBTQ campaign. The company said threats against employees impacted their sense of safety and well-being, but Target did not specify which products it was removing, the nature of the threats, or where they occurred. Target said it removed from shelves items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. For a decade, Target has celebrated Pride Month in and around June. The company runs advertisements to appeal to LGBTQ customers and employees, and it sells T-shirts, coffee mugs, and merchandise with rainbow flags and other symbols of gay rights. The company told the Wall Street Journal that people have confronted workers in stores, knocked down Pride merchandise displays, and put threatening posts on social media with video from inside stores. Target's action comes on the heels of a conservative backlash against Bud Light after brewer Anheuser-Busch promoted the beer on social media last month with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Well, there are just a couple of days left before the United States may default on making payments for things that we've already purchased or shared. The debt wrangling in D.C. will get solved, and the U.S. will not suffer its first ever default. What's that about? Well, CNN is reporting that Moody's offered this statement, quote, "We absolutely don't think there will be a scenario where we cross the X date and interest payments will be missed," end quote. That's from William Foster, Senior Vice President and Senior Credit Officer at Moody's Investors Service, and he told the network that, quote, "If we did think that was going to happen, we would obviously have to change our view on the rating," end quote. However, given the tight timeline between now and the June 1st deadline set by Treasury Department, Moody's isn't ruling out the idea that the federal government could be forced to delay payments on other items beyond payments to bondholders. Foster went on to say, "If you get past the X date and Treasury can no longer pay all of its obligations, Treasury will need to prioritize payments in some way. Certain payments would be missed and others paid first." Yet Foster made clear that delayed payments on things like Social Security checks or government salaries would not be considered by the credit ratings firm as a default. But clearly, we are playing with fire. Wall Street took note of the continuing impasse on the debt ceiling, and the major indexes did end the day in the red. We will share those numbers for you in just a bit. The Centers for Disease Control is investigating an outbreak of salmonella that was likely triggered by raw cookie dough sold at Papa Murphy's. NBC is reporting that 18 cases have sprung up that have impacted people in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, California, and Missouri. Illnesses were reported from February 27 to May 2nd. Two people have been hospitalized, although their location was unclear, and no deaths have been reported. CDC officials said the number of sick people is likely higher than the number reported, and the outbreak could extend to other states. Well, this bit of news came as a shock. Benzinga is reporting that retail chain Kohl's reported better-than-expected first-quarter results and reaffirmed its FY23 outlook, unlike what we've seen from retailers like Lowe's and Home Depot. Kohl's reported a first-quarter sales decline of 4% year-on-year. However, the retailer beat the estimated sales of $3.3 billion and posted $3.5 billion in sales and said it expects the rest of this year to be positive. As a result, Kohl's stock jumped up by $1.46 to $20.73 a share. Speaking of stocks, it was another ugly day for the Dow as the blue chips fell by 255 points to end the trade at 32,799, while the NASDAQ lost 76 points, falling to 12,484, and the S&P 500 was off by over 30 points to end the day at 4,115. It was the fourth straight day of losses for the Dow. Impacting the day, of course, was the debt ceiling and a Fed meeting minutes note that indicates that officials are uncertain on whether more interest rate hikes are needed. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude bounced up by $1.31 to trade at $74.22 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a favorability rating of Tesla. An Axios Harris poll tells us that Tesla's favorability appears to have dropped alongside its prices. The automaker plummeted from number 11 to number 62. The poll is a survey-based ranking of corporate reputations. CEO Elon Musk's chaotic buyout of Twitter ranked number 97, just below Spirit Airlines and Meta, and that was a likely cause of the big drop for Tesla. Tesla saw an across-the-board decline in all surveyed categories, notching its lowest rankings in citizenship, culture, character, and trust. All right, stay with us and learn from Tommy Breedlove. He's the best-selling author of Legendary. What does it take for you, yes, you, to become legendary? And you know what? It's not magic. Click through for that high-intensity conversation.